April 9, 1932, how Jesus keeps molding the creature in order to make her rise again in the new life of his truth. How Jesus alone could manifest so many truths on the divine will, as he possesses the fount of them. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. I feel like the little girl who, sip by sip, is nourished with this celestial food that produces in my soul strength, light, indescribable sweetness. And then, each truth that my beloved Jesus manifests to his little newborn is one of the most touching and delightful scenes, and of the most beautiful, that he places in my mind as bearer of the beatitude of the celestial fatherland. So, I was feeling immersed in the so many truths of the supreme fiat, and my always lovable Jesus, visiting his little girl, told me, "My little daughter of my volition, you must know that if our supreme being gave to the creature all the heavens, the sun, the earth, the sea, he would not give as much as when he communicates the truths on the divine will. In fact, all other things would remain outside of the creatures, while the truth penetrates into the inmost fibers of her soul. And I keep molding the heartbeats, the affections, the desires, the intellect, the memory, the will, to transform her completely into the life of the truth. And as I go on molding her, I keep repeating the prodigies of the creation of man, and by the touch of my hands I destroy the seeds of evil, and I make the seeds of the new life rise again. The creature feels my touch and, as I keep molding her, the new life is then given to her again. On the other hand, the heavens, the sun, the sea, do not have the transforming virtue of making of the creature a heaven, a sun, a sea. All the good is limited to the outside, and nothing more. See, then, how many goods are enclosed in my having manifested to you so many truths. Therefore, be attentive in corresponding to a good so great." Then, I continued to think about the many truths on the divine will, how many joys, how many divine transformations. They themselves have been the revealers of the Supreme Being. I would never have known my Creator, my Celestial Father, if the holy truths had not acted as messengers, bringing to me the many beautiful news of His adorable Majesty. And while the many truths crowded my mind, a doubt arose in me: was it really Jesus the one who has manifested to me so many truths, or was it the devil, or my fantasy? And Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My good daughter, how can you doubt? The mere multiplicity of the many truths on my own divine will is a sure proof that only your Jesus could have a speaking so prolonged on the same subject, with varied and powerful arguments. In fact, possessing the fount of them, it is no wonder that I manifested to you, and in many ways, the little drops of light I could say of the knowledges on my adorable will. I say drops for me, compared to the much and to the infinite sea that I can still say. Indeed, if I wanted to speak for all eternity, I have so much to say on the knowledges that regard my supreme fiat that I would never end. But, for you, what I have manifested have been seas, because what is drops for me, who am the infinite being, is sea for you, who are a finite creature. So, the mere prolixity and my so much speaking is the surest and most convincing proof that only your Jesus could have so many reasons, and that he alone can know so much, of what regards my own will. The enemy does not possess the fount. And besides, he would touch a key that would burn him even more, because the thing that he hates the most and that most torments him is my divine will. And if it were in his power, he would turn the earth upside down. He would use all arts and tricks so that no one would know and do my will. Much less could your fantasy, so limited and small though. How quickly would the light of reason remain extinguished? And once having spoken two or three reasons, you would have acted like those who want to speak and feel themselves being struck dumb, and cannot go any further. So, confused, you would give yourself back to silence. Therefore, only your Jesus has the word ever new, penetrating, full of divine freshness, of admirable sweetness, of surprising truth, such that the human intellect is forced to lower its forehead and say, "Here there is the finger of God." Therefore, recognize a good so great, and let my will alone be your central point in all things. Fiat.